Ready, set, go!
Jerry Lynn Nemenich plays a math game with her 24 first grade students. Carlos Cazares stands at the chalkboard competing with three classmates to see who can solve the addition problem first. The winning team gets crackers. The 7-year-old dark hair and dark-eyed Carlos is among half the class who speak a language other than English. Carlos says math is okay, but he would rather write stories about his family, especially his father.
He pushes me and he takes me to the Pizza Hut.
Carlos and his family moved to Worthington 3 years ago from Mexico. None of them could speak or comprehend English. Carlos now works at advanced levels in his English as a second language or ESL class. He understands his teacher, can read and write in English, and can converse with other English-speaking kids. One-third of the students at Worthington Central Elementary School are students of color. They speak 8 languages. ESL teacher Amy Trixak encourages families to continue speaking native languages at home and not try to help teach English.
Because otherwise, the younger kids that you have at home will grow up speaking broken English. And then it's really hard to teach them to speak English correctly here. They might end up speaking broken English for the rest of their lives.
Trixak and other ESL experts encourage families to practice words together, but it's more important to be literate in their own language first. This is very different from ESL education of 20 years ago. Veteran teacher Connie Evans says English as a second language has evolved because the type of student is changing. Many can speak their native language, but are not literate.
We're seeing a different type of student coming to us, not only language delayed, but some other social and emotional concerns that we're having. So the progress a child makes at school is not necessarily because of the language, but because of other factors surrounding that. Could be the home influence. Many of them are separated from their families. Could be that they haven't had a lot of basic language learning in their first language.
Luz Cazares is concerned her younger children, like Carlos, are starting to use more English than their native Spanish. She says it's difficult for them to communicate with their father, who works full-time and has not learned any English. Luz says her family must learn English, though, to survive. She spends several days a week on language instruction. It's a class designed for adults to practice conversational skills by talking about their lives and experiences. The class also acts as a support group for Worthington's newest residents to talk about their experiences at local stores and clinics. Luz says as she learns for herself, she wants to help others.
Because I like to help my children with their homework, and I like to help some of my friends because they don't speak English because they have to work whole day, and they need to go some places where nobody speaks Spanish, and I like to help them.
The petite 35-year-old mother of 4 has long dark hair and a nervous giggle. She's quick to point out all the positives of life in rural Minnesota. She prefers small town living and doesn't want to criticize the people of the town she calls home. Some people are nice and some are not, a problem she tries to solve herself.
Yes, I have. I have problems, but I try to learn more about these problems every day. If I have to go to the clinic, I have to read more clinic words to know what I have to say in the clinic. And I have to study every day different things, different words.
Sue Salzwedel teaches ESL classes for adults. She says Luz has a healthy attitude, but she would prefer more tolerance in town.
I think that training needs to be done in the community. That's what I think. To understand, it's just basically people skills is what it boils down to. I don't see it happening, but I would like to see it happen.
Teaching tolerance is subtle business in Worthington, Minnesota. The mayor has developed a welcoming program for new immigrants, and translation services are available. There's an annual cultural event for residents to learn about their neighbors. Even in the schools, posters decorate the walls with poems stressing similarities, not differences, and saying, "You're the one who can make the peace." Keeping the peace is a difficult lesson for 16-year-old Luis Cazares. the oldest child in the Cazares family. He is in eighth grade at Worthington Junior High School. At first glance in this gym class, he fits right in playing volleyball. But he's been suspended three times this year for fighting.
One boy came and pushed me to the locker. He hit me right here. And I turned around and go fight. Then that teacher came and get me. And I get suspended for 3 days.
Luis says it's tough being different. He sticks close with other Mexican students, a self-segregated group. Part of that is survival. Part of it is the adolescent pain of junior high. And part of it is the fear of making a mistake with their English. It's easier for the younger kids to adapt as they grow up in a mixed society. Mistakes are more easily overcome, and kids are eager to learn and in turn help their parents and older siblings. A newly developed program, Even Start, is federally funded and works to teach literacy to parents and preschool children. This is the first year for the program in Worthington. The primary goal is language instruction with some focus on parenting skills and literacy for the family. The children in the room are eager to show off their English. The programs in Worthington are free to families, and they are well attended. It's a sign that the city's new immigrant population wants to learn a new language and new customs as a way to learn how to belong. In Sioux Falls, I'm Kara Hetland, Minnesota Public Radio.
Good job.
Hey.